Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Every one of you be silent. And guess what? They stopped too. Amen. Amen. I mean, try to study y'all just talking. Amen. Amen. Take your conversation elsewhere. Amen. Amen. How many of you have that authority? They have power to talk. You have authority to shut them up. Amen. They don't have authority to talk. Do you hear what I'm saying? They don't have authority to talk to you. They have power to talk to you. Because God never abdicated the power he gave the angels, even when they fell. It's just dark now. It's evil. But they still have power. But they did lose authority. So they have no right. Look at someone and tell them, you need to talk to them. Amen. Listen to me. In your time, I remember this a long time ago. I was living in Chicago working for a bakery and just had gotten saved and didn't know an awful lot about warfare. I know God had an angel had killed that rat. You remember that rat? So I knew something was up. I knew there was something to this thing. But the enemy would ride me. Because I was working alone, you know, wasn't anybody really talking to me, that truck, and working alone, and the enemy, anytime trouble would come, he'd start riding me, and just talking, and talking, and I'm thinking it's me, feeling bad about me, you know, am I really saved, you know, can I do this, and did I make the right decision, I mean, all this stuff, and one day, I remember pulling up behind this restaurant, I forget what it was, it was on the west side of Chicago, about to unload bread, and the devil was talking. And the Lord said, rebuke him. I thought, what, rebuke him? And then I said, I rebuke you. And guess what? The voice stopped. Some of us not only need to learn that, you must practice it daily. Those evil thoughts, those limiting thoughts, those oppressive thoughts. That's not you. That's not who you are. You are a royal priesthood. You have a stature. You have value. You are God's instrument. Amen. You are born again, washed in the blood, head, not the tail. Well, why are you listening to all this stuff? So you have authority. Exercise your authority. Amen. Amen. All right. Number five. The hedge invites fellowship. The hedge is not isolation. Yes. It has to do with fellowship, communion with God. Jesus in the new covenant, of course, is our hedge. He calls us into fellowship. He calls us into relationship. He says, abide in me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask whatever you will and it shall be done unto you. That's the hedge. That's the fellowship. I'm telling you, in the new era, this is going to become so prevalent. It's going to happen. Things are going to happen so quickly. There are going to be different types of signs, even wonders, things that you're going to see, and God will let you see it, and he's talking to you through that. I'll share this little piece of testimony. I have a light in my office. For a long time, I called it the forever light. One of those bulbs on a ceiling fan. And ever since we moved in there, almost 8 years ago, that light, I said, this light will never burn out. I said, this bulb will never, this is my forever light. On July 31st, God is my witness. On July 31st, that morning when I woke, well, actually it was August 1st, it was really, really early. I had the light on, I'm in my office reading and studying because I have another set of lights too. And I'm reading something in relation to that, and that light goes off. And God said, this is the end of an era. There's another light. Y'all ain't hearing me. Listen, get ready for stuff like that. I believe Elder mentioned something at the celebration we had about how God was indicating some things. That he's doing this. Get ready to see things like that. Understand that God is showing you things. Giving you signs that he is with you, that you are in the hedge, that he's going before you, that you are on the right path. That light went out. I almost started shouting, but I don't know. I'm going to wake up everybody. Because I knew this is God saying this is the end. The old is out. I called it my forever light. But God chose to let it go out. Amen. Early in the morning on the 1st of August. There's a new beginning now. Tell somebody, all things new now. The hedge invites fellowship rather than isolation. Your true protection is found in your ongoing fellowship with God. Amen. Not just Sunday mornings. Amen. Amen. Not just Wednesday nights. Yes, those are important. It's what God has given to us. But what about Monday? What about Tuesday? Have you taken any time to talk to him? Have you looked at any scripture or listened to any scripture? It had anything to do with what God has said. Our ongoing fellowship is what protects us. Anyone that walks with him knows, you know, don't do it, but if you stay away from him for a while, you'll know it. Amen. You know, Pastor and I, the few vacations that we do take, it's like, okay, what are we going to do? She brings enough books to start a library. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, we know we're good for a day or two, you know, like the beach, you know, this, that, the other. Then we're there doing some read study or something. You know, we're back to our routine. Amen? Because we know when you walk a certain way with God, there are no substitutes. Yeah, we enjoy travel. You know, we enjoy stuff, but that can't take the place. Right? So ongoing fellowship is what determines the degree of protection that you have. The closeness to God. So, so, so very important. Okay, what I wanted to get into and what I will get into, I got time, is what is that hedge? What exactly is that hedge that we break? It's a number of things, but what I want to emphasize today, the hedge has to do with the angelic host. Amen. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the angelic host. The hedge. If you'll give me, I believe it's Hebrews chapter 1, verse, it's the last verse, and I think it's chapter 1, verse 14, I believe. But the hedge has everything to do with the angelic host. Those who are sent. They're not coming, they're here. Can we get that up? Is there a verse 14? Yeah. Look at verse 13. Let me see. Okay, let's start there. But what, to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits? He said, are not all the angels ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of soteria or salvation? Okay, let's establish that, because the scripture is full of this, and we must understand this. Angels are they are the ones that really make up the hedge. They're the ones that are around you. Yeah, I really believe when I shared the testimony, the little testimony Wednesday night about the dog jumping over me, Mr. Scully's dog, the dog we threw rocks at. He was chained up to a dog house in the alley. We would go back there sometime and stay a distance from and throw rocks at him. And one day he got loose. And I was riding in my little pedal car. And Mr. Scully come down the street in his car, whistling and looking for his dog. And then his dog come running out. I saw him, and I got by my car and went to run. But Mr. Scully's dog caught me. But what he did instead of biting, he was a mean dog. What he did instead of bite, he just jumped over me. I remember I could still see it like this. He jumped over about 3 or 4 times. And then ran off the yard, and Mr. Scully caught him. I believe that was like an angel. That was there. You know what I'm saying? Daniel said to the king, the Lord has sent his angel. And the lions lost their appetite. They were hungry lions. But the angel touched them, and they lost their appetite. He stood between Daniel and the lions. Now, how many times have God sent something or sent an angel or your angel stood between you and something? And many of us just thought we were bad like that. You know, we had it like they better leave me alone. No, that was an angel that stood in between you and them. Or you thought it was just your skill set that got you through it. You didn't even know what you were doing.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.